Caoimhe Carr, Book 18, Enemies Forever, by Kurd Knudsen. Narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. Kara, favorite color, light blue. Favorite food, lasagna. Favorite school subject, art. Loves to read. Rose, favorite color, pink. Favorite food, pizza. Favorite school subject, gym class. Loves to shop. Julie, favorite color, yellow. Favorite food, tortillas. Favorite school subject, music. Loves boys. Movie week. It is Monday, and Kara's classmates and the kids from her parallel class are in the common room. This week is movie week, and Kara is excited. They are working together across classes. Each group is making a movie on their iPads. "I hope we'll be grouped together," Julie says, and grabs Rose's and Kara's arms. Kara wants to be in a group with her two best friends as well, and Malou. But she knows they have to work with kids from their parallel class as well. Shortly after, they can see the groups on a large blackboard. Kara quickly finds her name in group 5. Julie and Rose are not in her group, but Malou and Benjamin are. "Yay!" Malou exclaims and hugs Kara. "We're in the same group." Kara breathes a sigh of relief. At least she knows someone. She knows who the other two group members are as well. They are called Nana and Gustav. Kara went to the after-school club with them. She likes Nana a lot. They sometimes played together in the club. Kara remembers that Nana was good at coming up with inventive games. "Oh no," Rose says quietly. "I'm in the same group as Laura from our parallel class. I hate her." Rose knows Laura from handball. Laura has long red hair, and she wears clothes that Kara's mum would never allow her to wear. Malou leans towards them. "Didn't Laura accuse you of stealing?" Malou stares at Rose. Rose scoffs angrily. "Yes," she says. "She claimed I took her earrings from the bench in the dressing room when we were at handball." "You would never steal," Kara says, surprised. She cannot understand that anyone would think that about Rose. "She didn't have any proof," Rose says. "She's just a stupid liar." Kara agrees that Laura must be a liar. Kara quickly forgets everything about Laura and Rose.